Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 55 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb, and my good pal Sean Orford. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Edward. How are you?
The birds are tweeting. The sun is shining.
It's lovely.
Summer is here, right?
Yeah. It's hot, though. Hot and sticky.
Oh, you always find something to complain about.
I go running at 4:30 in the morning, as it was this morning, it was really, really sticky. I was sweating cobblers.
We're getting close to the longest day, aren't we? What time's sun rising at the moment?
It was, 4:30 it was light. So, and it had been light for a while.
I know it happens every year. It's not that amazing, really, but...
still, it's incredible.
It's pretty cool, really.
It's incredible. And then it's light, late at night, isn't it? It's good.
New listeners, good to have you on board. Old listeners, we love you. For those that don't know, go to liveinthepresent.co.uk to find out who we are and what we do. Each week we post, or Sean writes a blog post in relation to the topic of the week. And this week we're talking about feedback and whether or not we should listen, or how closely we should listen to feedback given to us by others, aren't we, Sean?
The first bit I need to, just as I think of it, is that a couple of people have feedback from last podcast, the retirement one.
We had a little flurry of interest, haven't we?
Yeah, and several people came back, and I was talking about the idea of should we retire, should we stop working? And several people came back and said that they agreed with the idea that we should keep being active. The big question mark over is the stuff that you paid for or not. And I guess that's to do with the people need to be paid for it. Mm-hmm. But the word that cropped up again and again was the word engagement.
Yeah.
That people should be engaged in the process of life. And I like that. That as long as we are engaged and we're learning and we're growing, whatever we're doing, then we are staying young and fit and we're engaged in life. I'm sat there for engagement.
No, I read that email. We appreciate all the feedback, don't we? That has been a funny little flurry this week. They weren't all related to that last week's show, actually. It was just some random stuff coming up.
And that's good.
We're getting people thinking, eh? I like that.
That's good, yeah. And one of the things in the blog this week, I'm talking about that idea of feedback. The blog is to see ourselves as other seers and like how that process works. But, I mean, one of the things that is important is feedback. So that I am saying to everybody, send your feedback in. It's good. Yeah. Good feedback. And that which is relevant, we respond to. It's good. And the issue of which is relevant and which isn't is something that we need to look at as we go through this process today, because we have to be discerning about feedback as well.
Got to know when to ignore it and when to take it on board.
And when to use it.
We'll come to that. What have you been up to this week? Anything exciting?
Well, it's been Father's Day, which was great, and that's good. It was lovely, some of the things I got in cards, which was really nice, that the kids said. And that was a lovely day. That was good. And the other thing is that this week, Conrad's got me starting my half marathon training. So I'll be doing a half marathon in the autumn. Mm-hmm. That's because I'd kind of wind down a little bit, not a lot, from
gone quiet about your running actually. Yeah,
doing the 10K, and I just sort of doing easy runs. So I'm back up to 35K a week and building.
Nice,
which is good. It's good. It makes me feel good.
Was it a bit of was it tough getting back in the swing or?
No, I find that. In fact, I've stopped listening to music. It was me and Chris Rea had this relationship where we'd be running and he'd be singing and I'd be running. I began to realise that I was running too much in the beat and I needed to speed up. And if I don't listen to music, I naturally run faster. At the moment, I'm half a minute faster every kilometre this week than I was last week by not listening to music, which is quite a lot, really.
Well, you should listen to some faster music. Listen to
Maybe that's it. Yeah,
house music or something.
I've been trying to download stuff, and there are conflicts between Microsoft and Apple, and what plays on what.
There always will be.
Yeah, so lots of fun. I'll get there. So, what about your week?
Yeah, no, Father's Day. My third Father's Day. Good fun. I got a power, an electric drill. So I'm officially a dad now. I'm mad. So,
someone has tried to drop you a hint there,
yeah.
Do you think?
And I'm always borrowing my dad's and my father-in-law's, so they're... Yeah. Little William went out and bought me a drill. And actually, he's been playing with it the last...
He's very clever, isn't he? Go out and buy you a drill like that.
He loves it. Luckily, it didn't come with any drill bits. You've got to get them separately. I've got some. He's been playing with it, and I think if he actually had some drill bits in it,
yeah,
with the hammer action on it, I think he'd have some come home to just a nothing, a pile of rubble.
That's good.
But yeah, no, I've been getting out and about on my bike a lot as well. I'm doing a bit of an adventure next month. I'm going to Scotland to do some mountain biking.
Yeah, right. Well,
you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks because I'm going to I'll be talking about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I've been out on my bike a lot. The weather helps, but I did 30 miles to and from a meeting yesterday.
Well,
or on Monday, sorry.
So is your...
14 miles each way it was.
Is your Scottish Cycling, is that sponsored or anything?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Yeah, for the World Sight of the Blind, who I do a lot of work with. Try and raise a bit of dosh for them.
I came across a story yesterday, which was extraordinary. Was it someone doing a triathlon? There's six people did a triathlon for charity. And are you ready for this? The first stage was running from John O'Groats to Land's End. The second stage was swimming the Channel. And the third stage was cycling from Calais to Brussels.
Holy moly.
That is one hell of a triathlon.
Yeah. That's impressive. Yeah. Flipping heck.
Yeah.
Running, how that's like 800 mile run.
Yeah. So six people did it.
How many survived?
I assume they all got there in one bit. I'll have to find out more about it. But that's the most extreme triathlon I've ever heard of.
That's incredible, am I? All word. Yeah. Can't imagine that.
Yeah, and there's me thinking I'm pretty cool doing 12K.
Yeah, well, it's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all relative. And in the meantime, in the background, the World Cup has started, hasn't it? Which I'm not as excited about it as I have been about previous World Cups. But
I've never been into football. But I'd been sitting down with Robert, watching football matches and talking about it and stuff like that. And I can kind of get into the science and the artistry and all that kind of stuff of it. And he's threatening to take me to a real football match and make a man of me once the cup's over.
So it could happen,
yeah.
Yeah, cool. But I mean, it's everywhere, isn't it? 3 games a day at the moment and all over the telly, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
But there's an analogy that I'm going to use in our topic this week about feedback and criticism that some of the players have been getting. So
yeah,
it is relevant. Right, feedback, Sean. Let's get into this week's topic because we've had we were scheduled to talk about this anyway, but it's time nicely that we've had some interesting feedback ourselves this week. So how have you taken it when these emails have been dropping in?
It's good.
Which haven't all been bad, I should say.
I think the feedback is wonderful and feedback is a gift.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think that is really, really good. I have to say that the majority of feedback, and by that I mean the vast, vast majority of feedback on all the work we've done on the podcast, has been amazingly positive.
Yep.
And that's lovely. And it feels like we've really made some positive effect on people, getting people to think and address things and stuff like that. Loads of people email me after each podcast, and I'm talking to people all over the world. And that's great. I love it. It's good.
Yep.
The two bits of feedback that came out for you and I, which you and I need to look at here, it was just a couple of people, and it's come up a couple of times, so I suppose it's kind of relevant.
Yeah.
And the first one is that feedback to me is that sometimes I come over as arrogant.
That was
your email. when I kind of check that out, what people are saying is that I'm very kind of clear about my point of view. Yeah, and that is the point for me, is that you gave me the feedback that I always say from my point of view. And that is very real, because when I say the things that I say, they are from my point of view. Let me say they're right. Mm-hmm. I could be 100% wrong. But from my point of view, that's the way that the world appears, or that the issue appears from.
Yep.
So I'm not overtly being arrogant. I'm just being very clear about this is the way I see it, and being very clear also that I could be completely wrong.
Yep.
It's just my point of view. And your point of view could be as valid or more valid than mine.
Quite possibly, quite probably, yeah.
Yeah? what about you being flippant?
Yeah, I've had this a few times, I think. I am quite flippant on this show, and most of the feedback you get about that is that it's good to have a bit of humour in there, really. And obviously I'm not professionally qualified to talk about any of these subjects, really, professionally. I am as a human being, as everyone is, isn't they? But I try and bring a little bit of humour to it, and I take the mickey out of you, don't you?
I have a go
at your...
because I know you outside of this podcast, there's signs when you're quite a serious person.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, your flippancy is you playing a game with me sometimes.
I think so.
Okay, so that's okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And I think that you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things that has come up a couple of times is the issue about me and my dear old dad.
Yeah.
I've never called him dad in my life, but he's been my father.
Oh, that's progress.
Yeah, that's been progress, yeah. and one of the things that I think in response to just a couple of emails is that I really don't find it a problem. I don't find it an issue. My father was what he was because of what happened to him. And I could look at it two ways. If we're looking at feedback, I could give him the feedback of actually my childhood wasn't too good. Or I could give him the feedback that had those things not happened to me as a child, I wouldn't have done all the things I've done.
Mm-hmm.
From all kinds of things, from music right through to therapeutic stuff. So, I mean, there's good and bad. And I suppose when I think about him now, I don't have any negative connection with him. It's more like a compassion, really. I know he had a tough life himself, and he was playing pass the parcel with the toughness, I guess.
Well, feedback begins as a child, doesn't it? And it's the kind of, do you go for the, I'm finding as a parent, you know, do you do the softly, softly approach and praising absolutely every single thing they do, or do you mix it in with a bit of negative stuff, or, constructive criticism, isn't it?
Well, one of the things I talk about in the blog is that there was an experiment that I came across when I was being trained, and I was trying to find it to reference it, but I will try and carry on doing that. But there was something that you'd never, ever be allowed to do now. There were two school kids, classes, that were matched age and ability, two different schools. And for a whole year, a whole academic year, one class, whatever they did, they were praised and told how wonderful they were, even if they got things wrong. And in the other class, whatever they did, they were criticised for and told that they were bad, even if they did things well.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that year, the class that had been praised had increased in all their grades and all their motivation and self-esteem. And the class that had been criticised had just dropped right down.
Okay.
And that's just so important in all forms of feedback, when you start to look at the effect of that.
I wonder if those kids have recovered yet.
Yeah, it's the problem. 20, 30 years on. Yeah, when people do experiments with people like that.
Yeah.
And like I say, these days, the ethical committees would never allow that to happen.
Blooming committees.
Yeah.
Trying to get stuff done here as a human race. And everything
goes through ethics. It's got to be...
Yeah, ridiculous. There's one of my flippant comments.
That's you being flippant. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I can be quite sarcastic as well, and people in certain countries might not get that sarcasm from me, but everything I say should be regarded as a joke, basically.
You are a joke.
Yeah, I'm a joke.
It is a joke.
Yeah. But as we grow older, you know, obviously no one likes to offend, well, not many people like to offend others, but you can take it too far and just be a people pleaser, right? And you don't want to. You can't please everyone all of the time.
I think that people pleasing actually doesn't help anybody. And I learned that from my father. That if you try and get it right for somebody all the time, or try and get it right for everybody else, very often you're not attending to your own needs.
Yeah.
And that's fatal.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important that we see that. So, okay, feedback, yeah? I mean, I think that, I mean, you've written this down on our little scripty thing here where you said you can't please everyone.
Well, and that's a bit of a cliche, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can't please everybody all the time,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? If you could, you'd probably be really boring, I don't know. But the thing is that as human beings, all of us have points of view, and those points of view are all relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we only consider them to be right if it's what we agree with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Feedback,
it's interesting how the negative stuff can kind of rise above the positive. I remember when Nelson Mandela died, was it a few months ago or whatever?
Yeah.
Obviously, there was an outpouring of genuine, you know, shock and sadness. But I remember on Facebook, I started to see a lot of kind of negative posts getting shared and stuff. And, you know, the real Nelson Mandela and all this, this stuff. And it was a minority, but it was being said louder than the nice stuff.
Yeah.
And I just remember finding it interesting that, okay, you know, 99% of the stuff is amazingly positive, but this 1% is just standing out like a sore thumb, you know.
But bad news is good news, isn't it? It's like the papers aren't full of the positive, they're full of the negative, and that's what we want. And there are some Sunday papers. Is it News of the World that's been closed down? But it was full of, you know, vicar having affairs with parishioners and all that kind of stuff. And it was all kind of sneaky.
It's all on the Daily Mail online now, that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's weird. There's a quote by Jerry Seinfeld. People that read the tabloids deserve to be lied to. That kind of sums up my pompous view of it all.
That's funny.
Yeah. Great quote, man. What a quote. It's hard. Well, for us, our little podcast, you know, 99% of the feedback's really good, but we get this odd little email in. It's like, all of a sudden, it's action stations, and what do we do about this?
As opposed to praising the positive. I think that all feedback, in that sense, is valuable. Yeah. It's all worth it, too. On the courses, the self-discovery course, the feedback is seen as a tool and a gift. So that when we run the course, every 10th week, you have sheets of paper for everyone on the course. So I'd have one that said, Ed, the way I experience you is, and Gladys, the way I experience you is. So one for every member, but including one for myself, so self-feedback. So that every 10th week, I give people these bits of paper. So, and there's five, so it's a 50-week course. Yeah, so five times I've had this feedback. And the feedback at the beginning may be a bit projective in the sense that people aren't seeing me clearly. They're projecting what they think onto me. And it's a kind of a fairly shallow level. Well, by the time you get to the fifth feedback session, it's very deep. Very deep and much more kind of on the nose and much more pronounced and prominent in the way that it makes you look at you. And that to me, that's a gift. Feedback is a gift. It's the one thing that you can give for Christmas that is cost neutral but may have the most amazing effect.
So should you only listen to feedback from people that you kind of know really well?
No, I think all feedback. One of the things on the course is that, as you know, I'm 5'6", I have lost quite a bit of weight, but I could have been quite podgy at the time. Yeah, and if I said to the group, I see myself as 6'6", bronzed and muscular. Yeah, how do the group see me? And one of the things that you learn when you start to look at feedback as an issue is that the way that I see me is biased. Yeah, so that if I see myself like that and the rest of the group, 20 other people, say, actually, you're not, you're 5'6" and you're podgy and you're old and whatever, then the chances are that they're right and I'm wrong. Yeah, so I suppose the only way that you'd ever get a really clear vision of yourself is if you got everybody on the planet to line up and one after another say, Ed, the way I experience you is, Ed, the way I experience you is, because then you'd see yourself from everyone's point of view.
Finally.
So I think that, it's accepting that my view of me is biased. Yeah, your view of you is biased. Yeah, and things that you do that you may think are funny or whatever may offend another person.
Yeah.
And that's, there's nothing wrong with that as long as we're aware of it.
Yeah, I got my pals to thank for that, because just growing up with my little group of 7 or 8 mates at school that I still hang around with, we just spent 8-9 years at school just ripping each other to shreds. Every tiny little imperfection would be picked up on and ridiculed.
But was that done with kind of love and humour?
Oh yeah.
It wasn't kind of destructive.
No.
And that's the point, isn't it? Is that feedback which is given with love and care, even if it's playful feedback, is positive.
It was super playful.
Even if it's quite critical and makes you look at yourself, if it's given with love and care, then it's a valuable gift. If it's given with destruction and given with the need to destroy or damage, then it's bad.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we used to walk a fine line, because we try and push each other to the point of what we called cracking, basically. Especially, and it was especially happened on like lads' holidays. So we used to go on like holidays to wherever, Magaluf or Ibiza, and that when we were in our late teens, early 20s, and spending that amount of time with each other. Every now and again, we'd push each other to the point of like real annoyance and anger. So every now and again, it'd flare up, but we'd never be fighting. Although occasionally there's a couple of incidents. But basically, yeah, if a person ever got to the point where they cracked and like really got angry, everyone would be like, "Hey, he's cracked finally."
So that was the object, getting to the cracking point.
That's it, and that's why I am now so flippant and
And those guys that you were friends with then, are you still friends with now?
Yeah, I was best man to the guy a couple of weeks ago, and yeah.
So that's okay, that's good.
We still rip each other for tiny little things that happened when we were like 15. We still mention him all the time. But I love them, those guys, man, they're a good laugh.
I think that the issues about feedback, giving feedback and getting feedback, are constant in the sense that they're going all the time. Yeah, so that the way that you dress before you go to work, you know, the way you do your hair, your makeup, you know, your makeup.
My green shorts today, yeah.
And when you go out and you're looking in a certain way, you're immediately going to invite feedback. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you want it or not. People are going to look at you and make an assessment, and they're either going to go, "Bloody hell, you're fat or you're thin or whatever, or those colours suit you or they don't." Yeah, and people are doing that all subconsciously all the time.
Yeah.
And some people may actually say, "Wow, you look good today." Yeah, and depending on you, you're either going to think, "Wow, that's good, I look good today," or you might be thinking negatively if you've got a negative feedback in your head and thinking, "Well, does that mean I look like a bag of crap the rest of the time then? Why didn't they take?" So it's how we deal with it, how we process it.
Okay.
But we're all in the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you saw somebody looking good, would you say, "Hey, you look good"?
Yeah.
You give them that feedback. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you saw them looking like a bag of crap, would you say, "Hey, you look bad"?
It depends who it was, and I might do. It went how well. If I didn't know him that well, I wouldn't.
But sometimes, if it's concerned feedback, then the question would be, you know, "Hey, you okay?"
Yeah. Yeah, it was a friend or family, and I was like, "Geez, you look knackered. What are you?" Get some sleep.
Yeah. Tidy yourself up. You don't look good. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, can I help you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's positive feedback.
Yeah.
So when the feedback in that sense is around us all the time. And a lot of it, especially in places like the workplace, is what I think of as social stroking. You know, there may be people in the workplace that outside of the workplace you'd have absolutely nothing to do with.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, because you're in the workplace, you're in that situation 8 hours a day or whatever, that you develop this kind of relationship where you might be saying to people, "Oh, Gladys, what was it like at the weekend? What did you do?" And actually, you don't care what it was like at the weekend for Gladys. But as part of that social stroking, we start to get into this, we start to feed back with each other what's going on.
Yeah,
our lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the part of social stroking can be quite a lot of make believe, you know. But yet that is the grease that oils the wheels of society. And very often in the workplace, it's flirtatious. People have this kind of odd flirtatious thing between them, and that's part of the energy that makes the workplace work.
Yep.
Yeah, when workplaces lose that social dimension, they become very dry.
Mm-hmm.
Motivation and morale drops.
Well, professionally speaking, I mean, there are a lot of tools in place for feedback, aren't they? And I know, well, I haven't got a proper job anymore, but things like forms to fill in and...
It's certainly true therapeutically. There's things called core forms and IAPT forms, so that when someone comes into therapy, you give them a set of forms. And then throughout the therapy, depending on the system that you're operating in, you'd give them forms again, and you can see the change. They're giving you feedback as to what's going on. But there's a problem with that, and the problem would be this, is that if the client is just being straight, then you're going to get good feedback from the forms. If the client wants to please you because they like you maybe as a therapist, but and they want you to feel good about them, they may up all their scores to make it look good.
Yep.
So that you're going to be pleased with them. Yeah. Alternatively, it could be that if they want the therapy to continue and they fear that it's going to end, then they might fill in the forms to make it look like they're still bad or they're worse than they are. So the therapy carries on. So it isn't necessarily accurate. Mm. And that's what I mean about when you get feedback, you have to look at the sound behind the words.
Yep.
You know, if someone's saying to me, "Hey, Sean, how are you today? It's so good to see you." I'm, my first reaction, apart from enjoying that, because that's I don't mind people saying that to me, is, why are you saying that? What's that about? What's the sound behind it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because quite often that can be followed by, "Oh, could you do this for me?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the it's understanding what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, why is someone saying what they're saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, very important.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I'm thinking about feedback in the online world now as well and how big a role it plays for, on Facebook, everyone's trying to get as many likes as they can on a status now, aren't they? I'm doing this, that, the other. Please like me. Like, comment,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, like my page.
Like my page.
Like my project.
I mean, businesses rely on feedback now in terms of things like TripAdvisor and restaurants and hotels and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Desperately, please give us some feedback. Yeah. Please give me 5 stars.
Yeah, but that's true if you buy something on Amazon. Uh-huh. They want you to, or eBay or whatever, they want you to give them feedback, don't they?
Yeah.
So they can up the rating.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that is true...
Please review us on iTunes. Jeez.
One thing that's true about being self-employed, and you and I both live in this world, is that one of the biggest bits of feedback that you get is, do people use your service? If people use your service, continue to use your service, say to other people, "Hey, you need to go and see so-and-so," yeah, then you're getting, that's actual feedback.
Yeah.
And success is a feedback process in the same way that if you're not getting the customers and you're not getting the process, then that's feedback too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get feedback on a daily, hourly basis, you know, if I'm designing whatever, a leaflet or something. But it's funny how some clients are more reluctant to suggest changes than others. Some are like, "Yeah, no worries, change this, change that, change the other." And I like that because that's fine, you know, then we can get it signed off, get it to print.
Yeah.
Whereas I know with others, and I've talked about this before in other shows, I can't remember which one, they're kind of like, they phone me first and they'll say, "Would you mind just changing this? Would you mind?" I'm like, "Well, no, of course not, man. You're the other boss."
Yeah, but that's a bit like someone going to the doctor, and they make the doctor out to be the authority, and therefore they feel unable to question the doctor. They go into patient mode. Which is why lots of people need someone with them when they go to the doctor, so that they can give the doctor feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, or question or do. And that's, I suppose, it's the same thing, is that they're seeing you as the expert in terms of design. And is it okay if I change this? Yeah. And you're quite rightly saying, "No, but it's your thing. It's up to you what you do with it."
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, quite not fairly regularly as well, you know, if someone suggests a change and I think it's a poor suggestion, I'll tell them, you know. And that's how I can give feedback, and so
yeah.
I think that's how you build professional reputation, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Don't just take everything lying down, although I will on occasion just to make everyone's life easier. But you know.
So do you ever end up putting out bits of work that you're not happy with because that's what the customer wants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all that often. Usually we all come to it.
Yeah.
Get there in the end. We get there, yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey man, I've been doing it 6 years now, self-employment, so, I guess people, when I say something, people listen, really, which is quite good.
Well, when I first started writing books, I was into my third book.
Yep.
And I got this email from someone who said, "I've read your books, and I just want to tell you what crap they are and what right." And it was all kind of negative bit of feedback about the books. And I was listening to this and thinking about it. And my response was, "I don't understand. If you feel that my writings are such loose stored effluent, why did you read 3 of the books? Why didn't you give up after the first one?" And I'm fascinated by that. It was almost as though in the interaction, it was as though the person wanted to have a go. So okay. What they did was they read the books and found lots of things that they wanted to criticise in the books, and then went from one book to another, and then decided to have this kind of sort of email battle with me about this stuff.
Have they read all your subsequent books?
I don't know. Perhaps, if you're listening, perhaps you can let me know what you're thinking at the moment. But that idea of, you know, why is someone giving me the feedback? And that may be as important as the feedback itself.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the things that's useful for me is someone gives me a bit of feedback, especially if it's feedback that I find difficult, is then to go to other people and say, what do you think of this? And maybe people that know me fairly well that I know are sort of honest with me. And then that's good, because then I'm starting to get a handle on what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the things that we need to look at is how we receive feedback, in the sense that, my phrase, that if someone says something to you that it's like they've trodden on your emotional corns,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's happened when you get an intake of breath, and your heart goes boom, 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 and then you're off, and the reaction begins. Now, that means usually that what they've done is they've touched something inside you that's unresolved. So they've resonated with something, and that's where the energy's come from. And that's completely different from someone giving you the feedback and you think, nah, that's not me. You know, it doesn't affect you. And it's the ones that we react to more than anything that we need to look at. And when that happens, the important thing to do is to shut up, because the response is either to defend or attack or, you know, react in some way. As opposed to thinking, okay, I need to just come away from this and do a bit of analysis, like analyse what's going on.
Yeah.
And try and get to that, the sound behind it all.
I said I had a World Cup analogy for this, and that. This is what it is. And Wayne Rooney's been getting a lot of stick in the papers and the TV press before the World Cup even started, and after. We've had one game for England and they lost it to Italy. Played well. Rooney didn't play exceptionally well, and he played out of position. He was playing on the left rather than in the centre, where that's his best role, blah, blah, blah. But he's been getting a lot of stick in the press, and a lot of people kind of saying, well, should we drop him for the next game, or should we put him in the middle where he belongs, or this, that and the other? And Wayne Rooney, in my opinion, has done what he shouldn't have done, and he's responded to the criticism in the press, and he's put something on his Facebook page saying, blah, blah, I'm training harder than ever, all this, and then, you know, I'll play wherever the manager wants me, yada, yada. But he shouldn't be listening to the feedback at all, because, he just needs to get on with it and play his game wherever he is on the pitch.
Do you think that feedback and him reacting to it will affect his ability to function on the pitch?
Yeah, I think he'll be... You could tell in the game against Italy that he wasn't... His mind wasn't quite with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the interesting things is that if you stick your head above the parapet, then people knock it, don't they? I mean, the fact that you and I do this podcast means that we expose ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, Wayne Rooney is exposed. The majority of people, where they're living their lives, can have all kinds of opinions and all kinds of things and not get any negative or positive feedback. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But as soon as you dare to step out into the public forum, then you're open.
So yeah.
It's an open season, isn't it? Have a go at you. Yeah, and that's okay. That's all right. That's part of what happens when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that Mr. Rooney has had other things he's had to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
He must be, although he may have reacted, and may regret his reaction, I don't know. But he certainly... it must be learning from that experience of being out there in the public eye.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, he's expected... He's always, since the age of 18, he's been expected to be one of the best players in the world.
Mm.
And he's never quite got there.
Right.
I think he probably is aware of that. But he's still got the potential to be up there. He just needs to get on and do it rather than reading about it and talking.
Yeah.
Just get out there and do it, eh?
Yeah.
If you're listening, Wayne...
Yeah.
Go for it.
So do you give feedback? Do you give people feedback? I mean, if you're on the course, you do. I mean, would you give people feedback?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I've spent my life trying to make everyone love me. And, I've got there on the whole. Every now and again, there's one or two. But I don't know.
But does that mean that if you want everybody to love you, have you been dishonest in your feedback? When you thought someone was a pain in the backside, have you said, "Hey, I love you"?
No, I think I do give feedback, but I kind of say it in a jokey way sometimes, so it can soften the blow a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that the issue about feedback being given with love and care is a gift. Mm-hmm. If it's given with viciousness, then it's destructive.
Yeah, you're going to turn people off, aren't you?
Yeah, it doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and on the basis that my philosophy, and it is my philosophy, this doesn't have to be the world's philosophy, is, I'm not saying this arrogantly, but my philosophy of life is that if we all look after each other positively, then we have heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have that now. It's a cost neutral, it won't cost anybody a penny. All we've got to do is just change the way that we work together. And think about those school kids. It's like the positive feedback creates positive results.
Yeah.
So even if someone is being doing something wrong, you can still give them the feedback positively and help them. That's a bit that's important to me.
Cool. Yeah. Be kind to yourself and and others and each other. Jerry Springer's line, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, that internal voice. Most people are their own worst critic. And we give ourselves feedback. You know, we do something, we walk away from interaction, and are we going, got that wrong? Okay, I need to change, need to grow, need to develop. Or are we beating ourselves up, oh my God, and getting really angry with ourselves for what we've done?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that doesn't help. Doesn't help at all. Yeah. The positive, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, is really, really important.
Cool. Yeah.
Focusing on being happy. The issue about, you put down about children.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I suppose the magic of having a will in your life is he will give you direct feedback.
Oh, man, yeah, he doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
That's mad.
He just tells you the way that it is.
Yeah.
And he hasn't learned that inhibition.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting we should all be disinhibited. I think we need to be sensitive. but it's fabulous when you've got a child who just says it the way that it is.
Yeah, yeah, he's teaching me a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's funny. Oh, look at your shorts.
Yeah.
When I'm wearing these lovely green shorts.
Looking like a pixie.
I wonder what he'd say if he looked at you now. He'd probably run in here and let's have a look. He'd probably ask why you're wearing sunglasses inside.
Yeah.
Oh, sunglasses.
God, I thought it was dark in here.
Yeah. Prescription.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I didn't have the guts to tell you earlier on. What are you doing wearing sunglasses inside? Yeah.
I should have had a white stick with me, so that would have been good.
we've got a self-help tip here, Sean. Feedback sheets, eh?
Well, I think that if you're really interested in seeing how other people see you, the easiest thing you can do is leave a space for their name and say, name the way I experience you is. Yeah, and then you start to use these sheets. Now, if you want feedback from other people, you write your own name in and you give them to other people. So every sheet of paper says your name and the way I experience you is, and you give it to other people and get them to fill it in.
Oof.
Yeah. I've done that a lot with managers in organisations, and that's really, really powerful because they get this kind of 360-degree opinion of how they're seen.
Yeah.
That's okay as long as either the responses are anonymised so that staff can't get slaughtered for being honest, or there is an openness in the organisation. And very often when people are doing 360 degrees, there is an openness in the organisation because that's the way they work.
Yeah.
But that's really, really powerful, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But to see ourselves as others see us. And some people, I suppose if you're really arrogant, you think, no.
You can get the feedback and use it or not use it, can't you? I guess that's the title of the show was, you know, do we listen to it? And that's up to you, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think that yes, we need to listen to it, but we need to be discerning in the way that we listen to it.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm.
But overall, I think that the word kindness comes back again and again.
Yeah, well, that's in my resource of the week, actually. So I'll come to that in a second. You've got a resource for us, Sean?
Well, I think that the blog that I've done this week is a resource. I think that the sheets to use feedback is a resource. But I've also put a WikiHow link in.
Yeah, give a feedback sandwich.
Yeah, it's about how can you give feedback. There's a couple of examples of giving feedback. It leads on to you can buy a course, which I'm not suggesting that you do. But the examples that are given are quite good. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're in a situation, maybe in the workplace, where you have to give some feedback and you don't know how to do it, it's a good place to start.
Okay.
Yeah, and giving feedback can be quite tough. I mean, one thing that's interesting for me is that going into organisations as the coach or the therapist or the trainer or whatever it is in the organisation, very often if there's a difficult issue with somebody, like maybe they smell, and they, so it will be, Sean, we need you to go and sort out the fact that this person smells.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. And it's quite, it's delicate giving people feedback about intimate things like that.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a good lesson to learn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Blimey. Yeah, I need to be careful of that when I'm cycling to and from meetings and where I'm working at the moment. Yeah, not showing up, smelling too much. I'm conscious of that stuff.
Yeah, maybe if you were wearing Lycra and one of those helmets, they could see that you were kind of athletic, and then they go, wow.
Yeah.
And maybe that feedback would be different.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care that he smells.
Yeah, because he's an athlete. Yeah. You're allowed to smell, not to stink.
I wish I was an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're turning up in a suit on your bike.
Yeah, like a trendy Italian on his bike with his sunglasses on. My resource is a long-form blog post as well, which was on theatlantic.com. Someone fired it through in the week or so on Twitter. It's called Masters of Love, The Importance of Kindness in Relationship. Mm. It'll take you about 20 minutes, half an hour to get through it, so have a look one night when before you drop off. But it's a really cool blog post. Again, about this, we did a podcast about kindness a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just the importance of kindness in a relationship and how it's just not, it's overlooked in a lot of ways.
Mm. I think that when you look at kindness, even if someone has really annoyed you or really cheated you off or whatever, that if the feedback that you give them is done with love and kindness, it's really effective.
Yep.
If you give people your anger, usually what you get is anger back in return. And that just spirals up.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't resolve things. Mm. A million examples, whether it's Northern Ireland, you know, whether it's the Palestinians and the Israelis. It's like, until you learn the kindness bit, we don't resolve things.
Nope. Yeah, interesting. All right, cool. I think we're all done, Sean.
Yeah, I'm good.
Next week, we are talking about addiction again. We're going to talk about food cravings, smoking more, how to deal with addiction, getting out of the swing of bad habits and what have you.
Yeah.
We have talked about it before, ages ago, but I think it's time for a fresh look at it, eh?
Yeah, well, people ask for these things, so keep the feedback coming in. When people ask for stuff, we run things, we do things.
Send us your feedback, email us, leave us a review on iTunes, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
We may listen to it, we may not. No, we'll listen, whether we take it on board or not.
Yeah, but we will respond.
We will, we always respond.
Yeah.
Get in touch. And again, Facebook and Twitter, we're on there too. Say hello if you can. Don't forget to visit the website, livingthepresent.co.uk, where you can, if you put your email address in the box as well, we'll send you lots of nice freebies that are invaluable and great little tools, aren't they?
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing that happened from the last podcast. I need to stick it just last bit. Is that someone said to me this week, I listened to your podcast and I think you're right, and I'm retiring. They wanted to go and get on with other bits of their lives. And it was that realisation of, this isn't fulfilling me anymore.
Okay.
I need to go and be fulfilled.
Oh my word, that was
a good move. Yeah, for that person. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you know this person, which I'm sure you do, let us know how they go. That's a pretty cool little story, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful.
Blimey, people are actually listening to us. Yeah. Who'd have thought it? Right, let's get out there, Sean. Let's go and have a good week.
You'll be happy.
You take care, and see you later, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.